There have been some major changes at Westside on the topic of safety this year. One of those changes is the new form of student IDs. Although many of you might be thinking, what are they for? And why are they necessary? So I decided to go talk to Mr. Slaughter about the new IDs and their importance.
We've always tried to find ways to increase the importance of using the ID. So in years past, it was used, you know, to show that somebody was should be, which bus they should be on at the end of school or before school. You know, you show your ID to get on your bus and ride your route home. We used it for the media center to check out books. We'd like to be able to get to the point someday where you can use it in the cafeteria. Instead of punching in a number, you would have your ID barcode, slide that so that that takes care of your lunch account. But and of course it's used in athletics. Mr. Chalukyan uses it for like all sports passes and things like that that students would use to get into basketball or football games. So here was an opportunity for us to make our school safer by being able to shut the doors and keep them locked throughout the day, not have to worry about locking and unlocking at lunchtime. And the way we did that also incorporates greater use of our IDs, which were to put the chip inside them, which students now use to gain access to the building at lunchtime. So it really does two things. It gives us another reason why we could use our IDs and why we should use our IDs. Plus, the biggest benefit is it makes our school safer because we don't have to leave our doors unlocked during the lunch hours.
So I decided to go find out what the students thought about the new IDs. This is what Key and Kane had to say about them.
I think that they're not really that useful because most, like if you're actually trying to keep people out, like shooters or anything, they're actually most likely to be students. I mean, it's nicer that we can actually come in rather than just locking them all the time. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's that secure. Mostly just fake security.
Here's what Katie Worley-Bross had to say.
I think that it's a good idea, but they took a really long time to get here. And so if we do this same thing in the future, it might be nice if they could speed up the process a bit. I mean, it would make it definitely safer during lunch, but the problem could be if someone finds your ID, then. But I doubt they'd know what time the doors would be able to, like, swipe the ID and go in. And it seems like it would be pretty much the same. Like, having the doors just all unlocked during lunch is the same problem as it being unlocked before and, like, after school.
Then I asked Celia Pardillo-Lopez about the new IDs and its security.
I haven't really used mine yet, but they took a while to get here, which kind of annoyed me.
So I asked her if she thought it was a better way of securing the school.
I think it is a better way. I feel like it's a bit more effective. Again, I haven't personally used mine, but from what I've heard, people like it. I feel like somebody could easily just take someone's ID and just kind of run off, but I don't know that many people are just walking around waving IDs and leaving them everywhere.
These new form of IDs are a way to make our high school safer. Just know that every time you hear, remind yourself that it's keeping our high school safe. So remember, don't open the door for strangers and keep that ID close.